Do you want to lose weight but struggle to stay committed to a meal plan because you constantly feel hungry? Does food provide you comfort when you are bored, angry, lonely, or sad? If so, you are in the right place. My name is Kristen Jones, and I'm a life coach specializing in emotional eating and weight loss, and I'm also a lifelong emotional eater. I want to provide you with information, motivation, and support so you too can learn to manage your issues with food and develop a healthy relationship with yourself. Welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. My name is Kristen Jones, and thank you so much for joining me this week. I have to be honest with y'all. As of yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening, I really was stumped as to what I wanted to talk about this week. Sometimes you just get into those places where, you know, it was only Tuesday and it had been a long week. And I just was feeling like I wasn't feeling creative. I wasn't feeling inspired. And then when I feel that way, what I usually do is I go in to one of my Facebook groups, and I currently run 4 Facebook groups. So I have the main Breakthrough Emotional Eating, and I don't run them alone. Please do not think that. I have an amazing team, amazing team that is so incredibly helpful, and they help me run the different groups. And so I have the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community. This is the big group that we're in now. I have the Breakthrough Method VIP group, which is a client group for people in one particular program that I have. Then I have the Breakthrough Membership, and then I have the 21-day Breakthrough Jumpstart program. And so I just decided to jump in to those groups and just kind of look around, see what people were doing, and see what was happening in the groups. And lo and behold, I came across a post that just, as a former teacher, and again, I taught middle school, and so there was never anything more rewarding than when kids would actually, when you would teach something, and then a student would actually do it, and they would get the result that they wanted from doing the thing that you had taught them. And it's just like, it is the most unbelievable feeling as an educator and as a person who wants to share what they know with other people. There's nothing more gratifying than that. Absolutely. And I saw this post last night, and it was like, and then I looked through, and I was continuing to look through, and I saw 2 more posts that were about the same topic, but they were also clients of mine who were doing the things. And when I really started thinking about it, I thought, these 3 clients, not just these 3, but these 3 in particular, just because these posts stood out to me, doing all the things, and getting the results. And so I really thought, okay, that's it. We need to talk about what must you do to be successful when you've set a goal? And again, it's not just weight loss, it's anything. When you've set a goal, what do you need to do to be successful? So I have 5 things we're going to talk about. You're going to learn the 5 things that you need to do in order to be successful at any goal acquisition, to acquire any goal. But specifically, we're going to talk about it in relationship to weight loss and in relationship to emotional eating. Because I will say that I have plenty of clients, and I can think of 2 in particular right now, that initially weight loss was not happening, but there was so much more happening within them, and there was so much more action going on within them from an emotional standpoint, from a mental standpoint, from how they thought about themselves, how they thought about other people and about their interactions with others, and how they changed, and the weight loss maybe didn't come at that, in lockstep with those changes, but those changes happened, and then other things started to happen. So it's really exciting when, like I say, as somebody who wants to share information and knowledge with people, when you see that happening and you experience that, it is like there is nothing better than that. So so I really wanted to share that, share those five things with all of you today. So we are live in the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community. On Facebook, www.facebook.com/groups/food breakthrough. Oh, look, and I see a post in the comments of this live by someone who I was just referring to, but I didn't call her by name. Yes, thank you, Gina. You're one that I was talking about. So let's get started. Let's just jump right in, because let's get to the good stuff, because that's what this is really all about. So drum roll. I was like, you know, I don't know if y'all have, and this is, I'm totally dating myself, but if you're watching and you're in the group, how many of you ever stayed up late just to see David Letterman's top 10 list? Like I always, his top 10 lists sometimes were so funny. And I miss David Letterman. He was just awesome. But just so dry but anyway, side note. But that's what I feel like. I feel like drum roll, because you always have a drum roll when you do his top 10 list. So this is just a top five list. And actually we're going to start, Betty, you remember. Good. I'm not aging myself. they are not in any particular order. So it's not like most important to least important. Okay. So number one, the first thing you need to do, and this is from a teacher standpoint. So any of my teachers out there, you know what I'm talking about when I say this. You have to backwards plan. You have to backwards plan. That is the first and foremost thing. So as a teacher, that was what we'd always do, is you think about, when you backwards plan, is you think about the result that you want your students to get, and then you plan backwards as to how you're going to achieve it. So you look at the end goal, and then what are the steps that I need to take with the kids to get them there? And so it's the same thing that I kind of do in weight loss. We do this when anytime you create any sort of program, you always want to think, what's the objective that I want somebody to get? So that's what I want you to think about, is what is the objective? That's the first thing, is what is the objective that I want to get? What's the result that I want to get? That's the first thing you have to determine. You have to determine what that is. And for those people who are in my membership, who are my clients, you know, that is a CTFAR backwards. Okay. So starting with our result, then what are the actions that we need to take? What are the feelings that we need to have to take those actions? And then what is that thought that we need to have to get the feeling, to take the actions, to get the results? So we have to do that first. We have to determine, what is it that we want to get out of this? What is the end result that we want? So that's the first one, to take the end result that we want. Now, I will tell you, and one of the things that we talk about, especially in the 21 day jumpstart, is we really go into that CTFAR, which is just a process of looking at your own reactions and your thoughts and the results that you're getting, and realizing if you are actually putting yourself in the best possible position to be able to be successful. And so, and if you have a question about what that CTFAR means, what it is, just go ahead and put CTFAR in the comments, and one of us will reach out to you and we will explain it to you. We'll explain to you what it is and how you can learn more about it. But that is probably the most important thing, is you have to determine, what is it that I actually want to get out of this, and have that visualized in your mind. What is it that I want? What is it going to look like? How am I going to feel? What is that? So visualization is huge, but we first have to know, what exactly is it that we want? Really, what is it that we want? And then you visualize from that there, and then you create your plan. So that's the first step. The first one is that creating that vision and understanding what it is that you want to get. Second thing is, you need to find some direction. And so number two is, you need to find direction, or in my case, and I'm gonna give an example. You need to find a mentor. You need to find somebody who has done what you want to do. And then you need to find out how they got there. What did they do? How did they do it? And how can you learn from them? And so when I decided that I was going to leave teaching and decided that I was going to start my own business, I made the decision the summer before my last school, the final school year that I actually taught. And I spent probably the first, probably 7 months of school. School's only 9 months. I taught for 7 months. I did all of these things. I was like making a website. I was doing all these things. I had no clue as to what I was doing. Not a clue. I was just like, I think this is what I should do. So I'm going to go ahead and do it. So I did. And I was making, at that point, I don't think I'd spend even that much money, but I had a website and all this kind of stuff. I just thought, oh, this is going to be great. I had absolutely no clue as to what I was doing. And finally, in April, school ends in June, in April of that school year, I came across a person who is now probably one of the most important people in my life, my business coach, who's also a friend of mine, who's now a personal friend of mine. But I sought out help from somebody because I didn't know what I was doing. I wanted to pretend like I knew, but I didn't have a clue. I did not know at all what I was doing. And so I was looking for somebody to help me, but I didn't know who to trust. I didn't know what I was looking for. And I hadn't done that result. I hadn't done that whole thing that like, oh, let's go ahead and let's figure out what we want as a result. I just knew I didn't want to be a teacher anymore. But I did want to teach, but I just didn't want to teach school anymore. So I sought out and I found a mentor and I found somebody who could be my guide. And that is what I would suggest to you is find a guide, find a mentor, find someone who has done it, who's done what you want to do, whether it's losing weight, whether it's getting a new job, whether it's starting a business, whether it's learning how to crochet, learning how to, knit, any of those things. But find the person, find someone who's done it, and then have them get some guidance, get some direction. And that's really, really important because, and when we do that, oftentimes that means that we are going to have to invest in ourselves. We are going to have to put some, to put some skin in the game to get what we want. And that is just part of it. And so finding that guide, because also we pay attention when we pay for things. I know I did. I know I've done that with every single person that I have worked with for my own business. I've always paid attention to that. I've always paid attention when I've actually invested in myself. And so that is the second thing. Really make sure you find a guide, invest in yourself, invest in a mentor, and learn from someone else's mistakes. Don't make it harder than it needs to be. Don't reinvent the wheel. There are so many people out there that can help and can guide you. Take advantage of that. All right. Number three is commit to whatever you decide, whether it's a coach, whether it's a program, whether it's working with a headhunter, whether it's working with a counselor, working with a marriage counselor, working with a therapist. Commit to you and commit to whatever they put in front of you as the guide or the guidance that they're going to provide. Commit to it and implement. We can learn, we can read books, we can take courses, we can listen to lectures, we can listen to podcasts, we can do all the things, but it doesn't mean anything if you don't implement, if you don't actually use what you are being taught and put it into practice. You might as well stop because you're wasting your time. you're not, because knowledge, too much knowledge is overwhelming. And we, some people like just to learn because it keeps them busy, but they never have to risk failing. They never, ever have to risk failing. So they just are like, oh, I'm just going to learn all of this stuff. I'm going to read books and I'm going to listen to podcasts. I'm going to do all the things, but I'm not going to implement because that means I risk that I actually might not do it correctly. And you know what? You're not going to get anything if you don't actually implement, try, fail, and try again. One of the most, I think it's a really cool saying is, I'm going to forget what it is. It's, I'll have to think about it. I think it's information without implementation rarely leads to transformation. That was it. Information without implementation rarely leads to transformation. And that is the truth. If we don't actually apply what we learn, we're not going to get anywhere. So that is actually the inspiration that I got for this podcast. So one of my, oh my gosh, I don't even know how long she's been working. We've been working together probably at least, I think we're going on a year and a half now. And Roxy is an amazing client, amazing human being. She is just awesome. And she posted in the Breakthrough membership about a recent strategy that I gave the membership. It was about a new type of journal that I was asking them to write in every night. And I, you know, I always put information out. I give a strategy. I don't lock people down into having to do it, but I want to give as much information as I can and let people decide what's going to work for them. Well, Roxy is always one of the first people to take what I suggest, try it, and then she reports out in the membership group. And so she reported out the day after I posted this strategy, and it's called an evidence journal. And she did everything. And she said, I just had the most amazing day because I was so focused on everything that, you know, everything you had asked me to focus on, I was focusing on it. And it just made me realize how far I've come, what I'm doing, all of the amazing things that I'm doing. And she's like, and I'm so happy. I feel so good and inspired. My day wasn't perfect, but I can recognize all the things that you wanted me to look for. And to me, as an educator and as a teacher and as somebody who wants to share and help people avoid the mistakes that I made, like that was just like the best thing ever. It was just amazing. So Roxy, thank you so much for that. And it is not any wonder that you do this on a regular basis. You implement the things that I ask and you are seeing tremendous change and tremendous transformation in your life. And I couldn't be more proud of you and happier for you. But that is what it takes. That is what it takes. So the other night, after I saw Roxy's post, I then went to scroll down and I found another post about this same strategy that I had given, this evidence journal from Debbie. And Debbie, I don't know if you're here with us today, but Debbie, same thing. Debbie talked about all of the things that she was doing that she had done that day, and her day was just beginning and how positive she felt. But it was the fact that there she was and she was implementing what I had suggested and was seeing the positive results. So I think the statistic that I was just listening to a book. Yeah, Debbie, you are here. Hey girl. I just started a book on tape, and the book, the gentleman who wrote the book and who was reading the book said, as I was listening to it, and I was only on the first chapter, but he said, if you're listening to my voice right now, you are doing more than what, I think it was 85% of the people who buy something, almost 85% don't actually ever follow through with what they are, what they want to do. Like they'll buy a program, they'll buy a book, they'll buy, you know, a course, they'll, you know, invest in something, and then they just let it sit there. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's crazy. But he was, that's what he was saying. He was saying there's so many people who will do something. They'll invest, they'll be there to be like, okay, yeah, I want to learn this. But then they don't actually implement it. They don't actually put it to play in their lives. And so, you know, if you are in the Breakthrough Emotional Eating group, you saw, I posted about Debbie today, in the group, and she is doing doing all the things. And 60 pounds later there, you know, there she is continuing to just do the things that she needs to be doing. And so Debbie, as you know, as I wrote to you today in the post, super, super proud of you as well. So that is the third thing. You've got to commit. You've got to actually do the things. You've got to implement. You've got to put it into practice. Because, and I'm going to call up a quote from one of my most enjoyable, I have many, many enjoyable clients, but Julie, you know, you always say this to everybody. When you work the program works. And that's just true in life. When we have something that we have laid out for us, if we just do it, it works. But we sometimes want to be like, oh no, I know better. I can do this better. And we have to know that we can follow what we're supposed to be doing. We can actually implement what we need to be implementing and get the results we want. All right. Number four. This is why y'all are here. This is why the people are in, why you all are in this group. You are in various Facebook groups, is support. You need to ask for support. You need to ask for help when you need it. That is absolutely so important. If you are going to do something and you are going to reach a goal, you're going to work for a goal. If you start doing what you plan on doing and you get stuck, so many times people just give up and they just say, well, I can't do it. I'm done. This is too hard. Before we ever want to do that, we need to exhaust all the possibilities. We need to exhaust all the support and the encouragement and the motivation and the help that is out there from whomever it is that you're working with. So this is a very personal story and I'm going to try not to cry. I hope I won't cry. I'll try not to. Y'all know my dog, Jackson. Well, Jackson has a condition, and it's basically he is very, very reactive to other dogs. And so when we go out on walks, if it's just the two of us and there's nobody else, there's no squirrels, and it's just us walking in the neighborhood, things are golden. But squirrels, oh, they're his nemesis. And other dogs, totally his nemesis. So it has been very, to say the least, that it's been challenging is like an understatement. And those people who are close to me know that it has been very, very difficult for me. It's been really hard. And it's been scary sometimes. It's been scary just to try to control him. I mean, he is a very strong, strong dog. So I bought an online program about reactivity. And so I've been reading, I've been watching videos, I've been doing, you know, going through my program. And, you know, I have times in my schedule where Jackson and I do training and so we're doing all the things. And I usually am not a person who likes to ask for help. I just don't. I have a really hard time doing that. I have a hard time not getting it on my own. And this program is amazing. And so I read through a lesson, and then at the bottom of the lesson, there are comments from people. Well, I've never really paid that much attention to the comments until I I was looking at one and I thought, oh my God, this woman wrote something that I was totally thinking about Jackson. And I was like, oh, I think I need to comment. I think I need to write this comment. So I commented back to the person who created the program and just shared with her what was going on with Jackson, because I thought it was a little bit different than what she was talking about. And I wasn't sure if the program was actually appropriate for me and Jackson. And I got, within like 2 hours, I got this amazing response of like tips and different things I could do, and so encouraging, and oh my gosh, you're doing the right thing. And it was just, it was amazing. And so then there was another, I went to another lesson and there was another, you know, huge set of comments. I commented again, I got another, you know, response right back that made me feel so inspired and so motivated. Cause I was like, this is so hard. Like, I don't know if I can do this or not. And reaching out and asking for that help was so, it was so good for me, but it was so helpful because I felt like somebody understood what, like really understood what I was going through. And I felt like, okay, I know this community is helpful. I know these people care about me. And yes, I did, you know, I did invest in their program, but it's like, but they care about what's going on with me. They care about what's happening with my dog. And it was just, it was amazing. So asking for help and reaching out and saying, hey, I don't have all the answers, but I need some support. That is really what I would want people to do. That's what you really need to do, because the help is there. The support is there. There are so many people who want to help and support and inspire, and you need to be accessing that. And that's especially true in this group. We are, as Betty just wrote there, you know, there are some amazing women in this group, great support, great encouragement. You just need to reach out and ask for help, whether that's from me, from Kathy, from Missy, both members of my team, Gina, anyone. There are so many resources here in the group. There's so many resources of people that can help you and can give you some guidance. So please ask for help. And that goes for if you're doing a job hunt, if you're doing anything, ask for support. One of our members, MK, she doesn't say that much, but when she does, you always want to listen. You always want to lean in, because she's going to say something that's going to be super insightful and so valuable, and always drops these knowledge bombs that are just ridiculous and so, so, so helpful. So MK, for you, thank you so much for being such an amazing example of just sharing what you know and what you've learned with other people. Super, super helpful. And so the last one is don't quit. Don't quit on yourself. Don't quit on your goals. We know that it is so important. Failure is just going to happen. Failure is a part of life. It is with us all the time. It's always there. And when we embrace it and we lean into it and we expect it and we're like, okay, I'm going to do my best. And if that doesn't work, then something else is going to, I'm going to learn from it and I'm going to grow. That's what we need to come into anytime we're setting a goal for ourselves. We have to expect that we are going to come up against that wall. We're going to come up against that, oh my gosh, this is too hard, I want to quit. And we have to continue to commit to ourselves and understand that failure is the only way we learn. It's the only way we grow. It's the only way we move forward. And so not quitting is just, it's a non-negotiable. That's what has to happen. That is absolutely what has to happen, because we always have more to learn. We always have, and that's where that support, asking for support, so then you don't quit. Because I was close to being like, oh, this is not working. This is not going to be the thing for me. And then reaching out and getting that support gave me that, okay, no, you can do this. Just buckle up, buttercup. You're going to be fine. And that was where I was able to then focus in on what I needed to do and how I needed to support myself by reaching out for help. So always, always, always make sure that you are asking for help, asking for that support, so you don't get to the end where you feel like, well, I just need to quit because I just can't do it. we can't quit on ourselves. We don't, we would never quit on other people. We need to have that same feeling about ourselves. Okay. That was our five. So our five in order, backtracking here. We have backwards planning, seek help, seek a mentor, seek guidance, commit to yourself and implement. Don't just learn. You got to apply it. Ask for support when you need it from a community, from a friend, from whomever is out there. My little person who created my doggy course, you know, get the help, get the support that you need. And in turn, that will help you to not quit on yourself. All right. That, and those are things, those five things are what we really focus those five things really making sure that you know where you're going, what support's there, you have a plan, you commit to it. All of those things we try to put in place every month when we do our 21-day jumpstart. And our 21-day jumpstart program is a really easy way for you to have all of these things, whether it's the, you know, planning, you know, determining what your goal is, having a plan, finding a plan, finding guidance, and then committing to yourself through that investment of investing in your time and investing in yourself. All of those things, the support and the encouragement from the community, super, super important. And that, and quitting, we don't, that's just not an option. Those are all things that we really support in that 21-day program. So if you are even on the fence about doing the 21-day program, which is going to be starting on Sunday and is going to run all the way through till New Year's. Imagine how cool it would be to wake up on New Year's or New Year's Day or the day after and be lighter, leaner, feeling good, different frame of mind, you know, inspired and just with a new direction in life. Imagine how cool that would be. You want to get in on this program. So if you have any, if you are interested in that, if you want more information about that, I want you to put the word now into the comments. So the word now into the comments, because we only have two more days until the registration closes. Registration closes on Friday night. So you do not want to miss out on, if you're even thinking about it, get some information, find out all the details and then make your decision from there. I know that there are lots of people on the, within the group right now who are watching this live, who could absolutely, you know, endorse the program and say that, you know, it is definitely something that you want to put yourself into in order to get yourself moving in the right direction for weight loss as well, but more importantly for the issue of emotional eating and really kind of dialing that in and figuring out where you are. All right. Have a wonderful, if you're listening on the podcast, you're not going to hear this until after we've already started, but there is one every single month. So you can always reach out. Remember the Facebook group, www.facebook.com/groups/food breakthrough, the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Community on Facebook. That is where we want to see you. So have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day today, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me and I will see you all next week. Same time, same place. Have a great rest of your day. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. For more information on emotional eating and losing weight, please go to www.facebook.com/groups/food breakthrough and join the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community. I hope to see you soon.